Vincent J. Avalalong is president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, serving that organization in a stellar fashion. Mr. President, Vincent, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am honored by your presentation that you were kind enough to come to the station and present me. And that's the first thing I put in my new car is that nice that folder and that badge with great respect. You know how I love law enforcement and what you have done and the way you handled it and got the sergeants what they deserve. Vincent J. Avalalong was nothing short of magnificent. Now, if I may, Eric Adams, you're going to support Eric Adams. The SBA is now endorsing Eric, huh? This is big. This is huge news. Walk us through this, sir, if you would.
I'm not allowed to come out and say that until probably this afternoon.
Okay.
At this point in time, the city is really, really at a critical inflection point. I mean, we have crime that continues to decrease. And that's basically the dedication of all the members, men and women of my department. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about what could take place come November and where this city is left. And Eric Adams has given the NYPD the support that it needs. You have seen no demonstrations where they become riots and like other cities have over the past few months.
Yeah.
And the scary part is, do we go back to the de Blasio years where you basically cripple the NYPD and nothing moves in this city? You give all of the power back to the individuals that want no part of anything other than anarchy.
Yeah. So, and now again, you got to make the formal announcement later this afternoon. But I love this. I got to tell you, because I'm a Curtis guy. Curtis is a friend, and I can't be objective here. So I love Curtis. And by the way, I get everybody mad when I say Andrew Cuomo is a friend. Oh, I can't even say that. Forget about it. My friends get all over me on that. But the Italians, we like to stick together, Vincent. But that's a whole nother story. You know what I'm saying? but with Eric Adams, I love the loyalty that you're showing, because Eric stepped up. He really stepped up. When you were outside the Apollo Theater, the mayor was there, and we talked about it. We were live on the air together, and you said we need a better contract for the sergeants, and indeed Mayor Adams stepped up in a big way. Yes,
Joe, this isn't about even like the fact that we got a contract. All right, this is about backing the police department. This is about what we know we have and where we're moving forward. Do we want to take steps back? Do we really want to go back to the way things were before? Because we can't allow somebody's political affiliations actually to compromise public safety, and that's what we're looking at right now. Eric Adams, you can say whatever you want about him, and people, exactly what you just said with regards to Cuomo and Curtis. Everybody has their faults, but at the end of the day, we know what he's done for the city when it comes to public safety. And public safety is basically what runs this city day in and day out. Businesses will not come back. People will not come back to the city. Tourism is starting to come back to a point where it's going to bring businesses back into the city. This is all about the people. It's about our families. Yeah. The scary part that I had that I really look at with a possible Mandani mayoralship is the people that he's actually going to appoint to commissioner positions. We're looking at what public safety is, at least from my end. But when you really take a peek at the people that he's going to put in certain positions, you have school chancellor. These are going to affect our kids. It's going to affect everything.
Yeah. And what's really unsettling, Vincent J. Avalalong, what's really unsettling is they don't understand it. When you get a guy like Mamdani and he says they're going to defund the police and you're going to have people that come in and they're going to, what do they call it, crisis intervention people are going to go in. Who do the
Department
cops
of Community Safety. $330 million.
Who do the cops help out most? Where do they go most of all? It's in the most stressed areas. It's in the most stressed areas of the inner city because those folks are most at risk of crime, and the cops are there first. Why don't these
guys? When you think about him saying about domestic violence and cops shouldn't respond to these jobs.
Yeah.
The first 2 minutes you respond to a job like that and you hear, whether it be a woman or a man screaming on the other side of that door, tell me what civilian is going to be able to take that door and do what they have to do to save someone's life.
That's right. You can't,
those critical first minutes mean everything.
Yeah.
And that's what we do day in and day out. We make those decisions. Some people don't like them, but you know what? They save lives.
Yeah. It's unconscionable that he doesn't understand that. And then they're treating him like gold down there in Washington. But it's going to be an interesting race. And I think, we appreciate, you being honest. But can you tell us what time are you going to make this press conference?
1 o'clock this afternoon, you're going to have a uniform coalition that's going to stand, that is all going down to City Hall. And we'll make an announcement then.
You know what, Mr. President, give the sergeants our best. You do a great job. It's an impossible city. I don't know how, in the name of goodness gracious, people stay in the police department, and they do, and they're doing a great job. And we salute the NYPD. We salute the Sergeants Benevolent Association. And Vincent, you're there front and center for all of you.
Joe, the most important thing with this whole thing is everybody needs to come out and vote. If you don't vote,
amen.
Shame on you.
Amen.
At the end of the day, you get what you get.
Go get him, Vincent. God bless you, sir. Godspeed.
Thank you, sir.
Please come back when you can. Thank you. Vincent J. Vallelong right there, president of the Sergeants Benevolent Association.